This Week in Cinema, we wish for a world where nostalgia actually holds up. Join us as we genie on the It's Too Bad podcast.
Welcome to the It's Too Bad podcast, where we take a look at the movies that we watched for our YouTube show and tried to find the silver linings in, and here we tell you everything else. My name is Jason.
I'm Ted, and this is a tale as old as time, Jason.
Indeed it is.
Truly is about a little kid who finds a genie and doesn't wish three wishes.
It's so common, guys.
Why wouldn't you wish for their three wishes right away?
Right away. No child would have that kind of self-control.
So you get three wishes. Okay. Go. Quickly.
Okay.
Rattle them off.
I would have all the money that I could ever need.
Perfect.
Okay. I would get luxurious houses for all of myself and my family and friends.
Perfect.
And then I would probably have some sort of cool power, like a superpower. And that would be it.
How long did that take?
Well,
not much.
I don't know.
A couple seconds?
Yeah.
This kid doesn't, believe that he's a genie.
Right.
Okay, which is understandable. Right. A weird 7-foot man walking around saying he's a genie. I'd run away, too.
He did pop out of a boombox.
Yeah, he just appears. So I guess you have to...
There's something to it.
But, you know, the whole thing is about him being a delinquent, the bullies that bully him, all about money.
Right.
Why'd you wish for... I think money, isn't that the number? It's got to be. If we looked up a thing and you had a gene, money has to be the number one.
The first thing I thought of.
He says junk food. Junk food. I want junk food, and then Shaq gives him junk food from here to the sky. Here to the sky. And it's not...
Really, from the sky to here is kind of how it came.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it just rains down on him.
It's terrible.
So this movie is Kazam. I don't know if we said that. Kazam.
It is Kazam.
It is Kazam. And I am Kazam. Shaquille O'Neal's entrance, kind of. He was in Blue Chips before, but this is his movie. When he come over from Orlando Magic to play with the Lakers, he wants to be in a movie. He picks the Genie movie. And if you watched our YouTube show, we didn't need him.
We really didn't.
We didn't need a genie in this movie.
Truthfully, if he would have turned this movie down, they might have just rewritten a little bit of it and made this film, and it would have been a great film.
Yeah, I think now if this movie existed today, The Rock would be in it.
Uh-huh, definitely.
That would have to be him, because what other giant man do we have now?
Absolutely no one.
Yeah, you're not getting LeBron in this, I don't think. We have Shaquille O'Neal in this, and the story we've gone through, but his kid's dealing with his mom remarrying, but his dad shows up, and he wants to be connected to his dad. Dad wants nothing to do with him through this genie being a dad figure, kind of. Not really, because the genie moves on. So it doesn't make... The genie part doesn't make sense, but at the end, you know, all is forgiven.
Yeah, and he kind of is okay with his life. He doesn't need to change his life because he sees what he's got is actually the best thing.
I think my favorite part is before even the credits. It's when they're showing the studios and Touchstone Pictures comes up.
Oh, yes.
And I go, dear God, Disney had a hand in this.
Yeah, they did.
Disney had a hand. They threw money at this problem. I don't know if they did anything else, but they definitely threw money at him.
I like that you referred to it as a problem.
Yeah. Well, think about it. This movie is not great. Although, when I was a kid, it was good. I don't know why. It was Shaq. It was Shaq.
And
Shaq
a genie.
Shaq, and it was...
We're like 3 years after Aladdin, so...
I don't know.
We like genies.
We like genies. Genies will work, and it didn't work.
No, not so much.
Going through the story one by one, if you talked to your mom, Jason, the way that this child talks to his mother, what would have happened to you?
Oh, well... Clear through the wall. I think there would have been a hole.
Yeah.
The shape of my body.
Yeah. And so we see that the fact that he has no discipline, but he gets everything he wants. His room is full of stuff. And he also has this other layer.
Yes. He hangs out where the Foot Clan usually hang out.
Yeah.
From Ninja Turtles 1.
Yeah. So when the Ninja Turtles clean that up, he found it and hung out with it. It's a crazy little place that no one else knows of in New York.
That's what I'm saying. That was my first instinct, was like, how does he keep finding these places? Because when they're walking on the street too and they end up in their Wee Genie wrap, he's in this other cool little area that's not not even closed off. It's just this open air space that's all to themselves. And I feel like that would not happen in New York.
There'd at least be a bum or two in that sandbox. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when he was running around the building before he hits the boombox and the genie appears, I was actually terrified for him because there would be bums and heroin addicts all over that place. What is happening?
This is like in the midst of Giuliani's cleaning up New York.
All right, way to go, it really worked.
Yeah.
It really worked. I think my favorite part is when the stepdad comes in and tries to bond with the kid.
Yeah, for sure.
And he gives him a VHS tape of a Buster Keaton film. The kid knew who he was.
Yeah, he did.
What kid? What 12-year-old knows who? I guarantee most of our listeners probably don't know who Buster Keaton is.
Right.
But Buster Keaton, really?
That's the one.
Said some old black and white guy.
Yeah. Because remember, color didn't come in until
right. We discovered this not until Oz. And but your stepdad or soon to be stepdad comes in and hey, dating your mom, gonna marry her. Why don't you watch Buster Keaton?
It's not gonna fix things.
No, what kid wants to watch a silent film? Carol,
like,
funny
this
it is.
Is punishment. What is this? Why did I do this?
Is this gonna be how it is, stepdad? Because I don't want this. I don't want my life like this.
Oh, man. They really try to make the stepdad likable, but that didn't work there. But, you know, he's a pillar of the community. He's a firefighter.
A pillar of the community.
You know, like...
Well played.
Where do they respect firefighters more than in New York City?
Amen.
So why does this kid not like him? Because truthfully, he's got, you know, and I, just speaking from my own experience of not growing up with my father in my life.
Right.
This kid handles these things way opposite of what I would have.
Yeah.
And I feel like they had to just make him feel that way just because that's like our trope of you're not my father.
True.
There was no reason for him. This guy was with her for years or something.
Yeah, but and the dad hasn't been around since he's two. He's never met his dad. And so 10 years have passed. He doesn't even know.
Why do you think it'll be any better if your dad pops up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just had to get his crap together.
I just wish my dad and mom would fall back in love. What? Why? Why would you? You didn't even know him.
Right.
You don't even know the man. And then you did meet him. And he was like this horrible man.
Right.
Oh, right. Whatever.
But instead of that dad, you know, he gets Shaq, who...
Yeah. The movie should have been with the stepdad trying to be the dad figure and helping him through these situations.
Right.
But we get Shaq.
Right. We get Shaq instead because he's the bridge between... Yeah. So Shaq, on a bicycle, looks like a circus bear. But
he does!
We get to see that off the bat. And then everything after that is just whimsy. From these serious issues...
Right.
...to I'm going to be as crazy as I can because we got a CG guy, mm-hmm. and he's going to make my wildest dreams come true.
Yeah. But we need jokes. We need jokes to keep this
keep
terribly tragic story light.
Keep it light.
You got to keep it light.
And the jokes don't hit.
No, I don't know if they even hit then.
Part of it, I think, is because Shaq can't deliver lines well or even speak English clearly.
Right.
When he says things like, he calls the kid Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Okay, that's not how you say it, Shaq.
But he wouldn't know who he was anyway. No. He's been in a friggin' genie thing for 3,000 years.
Maybe he's actually talking about Muhammad.
I think he was. He just messed up both. He combined the two.
Oh, dear. Other things he does that just don't make any sense is through the whole movie, he's rhyming.
Yes.
They want to tell you he's rapping, but he's really not. It's not to a rhythm.
No.
It's just like, I'm going to say a line. I'll stop for a second and think about what rhymes with that. It doesn't need to make sense. And I'll throw that at you, too.
Okay, but I understand if he's not that quick, like in real life. This is a movie.
Yeah,
exactly. He just write it for him. He doesn't have to come up with this on his own.
Exactly.
Why are we waiting on it?
But
you could have made him look like the greatest rapper of all time.
Could have. Absolutely. And it would have taken two things. It would have taken, one, writers that actually cared about rap.
Okay.
that have heard rap maybe would have been the first step.
Okay.
And then two, Shaq not thinking that he can just do anything.
Yeah.
Because I think he already had a music career. And he thought he was doing okay. So
I wonder if he helped write some of these raps.
I'm sure he probably did. And he's rhyming even when he's not rapping.
I know, that bothered me more than anything.
But not all the time.
No. So he can stop it. Yeah. If this was just his thing and he rhymed all the time, okay, I get it. But he clearly can stop rhyming. He just feels like he can turn it off and on whenever he wants.
His whole song in the club is rhyming the same rhyme, just with different words. Yeah. And it's like, you can change what words you're rhyming now. Like, you only have to do that a couple times.
No, he's going to stay on that.
But he also has a rhyme where he rhymes Asia with Amasia.
What?
So...
What?
So he doesn't even have to have real words.
No.
To rhyme.
Well, Muhammala la li.
La la,
la la la. Oh my goodness. This movie touches on piracy.
Uh-huh.
That whole, you get $1 million for a tape, a live recording.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wouldn't Shaq be on that live recording?
Yeah.
That was a terrible live recording. If you told the person performing that you were going to be recording this set,
I'd be like, please don't release that.
Yeah, and then don't call out people in the crowd and have them rap back to you.
It's, who's going to want
this? The fact that it worked,
yeah,
it wasn't great, but the fact that she called out the one guy that kind of could rap.
Well, he had a boombox, so she kind of had guessed.
Yeah, oh, this guy knows. This guy knows what's going on. He's not just a bum with a boombox or a genie. My goodness.
His magic is questionable. He tells you all these things that he can't do.
Right.
He only works in the material world.
Right.
So he can't do ethereal stuff like love and mm-hmm. bringing people back from the dead. Mm-hmm. But then even the stuff that is material, he just kind of doesn't let the kid wish for. So
True.
He's like, first thing out of the kid's mouth is he wants a car. Can't pull it off.
You know what? Maybe it's a restriction on the rules. I mean, he couldn't drive it anyway.
Right.
So maybe he's just bound by the rules of where he's at.
The laws of the land.
The laws of the land. And he's like, I want to give you the car, but what are you going to do with it for 4 years?
They sure don't care about dietary restrictions.
No. Michelle Obama would have had a fit if this movie was during the presidency of the Obamas, because she would have flipped out. You can't give people that kind of food.
No,
it has
no,
to be healthy food.
For sure.
Carrots raining from the sky.
Watch out, they're pointy.
Yeah. Oh, that would hurt. These wishes, though, man. Again, Shaq, not being able to be a great genie, decides to further his career.
Yeah.
Even though
he's not
whenever
free.
Whenever those two wishes go, he's going back in the box. What's in the box? It's Shaq.
Shaq's in the box.
but he furthers his own rap career. Well, kind of rap career, but yeah, what he cares more about himself than he does his master.
Right. Master.
His master. Like, that is the whole point of the genie master relationship, is that you do whatever that person wants, right?
Yeah.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense. I feel like there should be like a time limit for these things. Like, it's like the kid said, oh, until I make those final
right.
wishes,
you're
mine. Yep. I own you.
Ooh,
which is not, it's really weird to hear.
Especially seeing Shaq as a slave, basically.
I think Shaq would have ripped him apart.
Yeah, truthfully.
You don't say you own him.
You don't own Shaq.
No,
but Shaq said he owned the crowd. And they were mad about that. She said, you don't own them.
But
you own me? I'm very confused.
Yeah,
what's happening here?
I don't understand that one. Dear goodness. Through all of the poetic rhymes and fun things, did you find any words to live by?
Words to live by. Words to live by. Who you got in your ear?
This great writing that we have here.
Oh, it's wonderful. Every word that came out of Shaq's
wonderful.
Mouth.
Wonderful. Oh.
Regardless of what language he spoke in.
Yeah, I know.
Just interesting. There are quite a few, but I feel like I'm going to go with Max the Kid. And every kid in the 90s movies is named Max,
of course.
By the way.
Yeah.
Because he's extreme to the max.
To the max!
But at one point, he's mad at Shaq, right? And he quickly, really quickly, just blurts out, "You want to pull the wool over someone's eyes? Go get a sheep."
Wow. You want to pull the wool
that's like
over someone's eyes. Get a sheep.
Go get a sheep. Okay, every 12-year-old talks about pulling wool over people's eyes. That's a common slang vernacular.
Especially for the delinquent crowd
right.
that doesn't go to school.
This guy's trying to pull the wool over my eyes, eh?
Hey!
That's
such a great line. I have one from his rap battle.
Oh, yes, please.
And
oh, there
this
was
one,
a battle.
Well, I don't, was it a battle?
Sure.
I don't know what it was. It was a battle to watch. It said, and if you girls are hungry, let's green egg and ham it. Green egg, ham it. What does that even mean, Jason?
None of those are verbs.
You're hungry. Why does it have to be green egg and ham? Why bring in the Dr. Seuss?
Because of rhymes. That's where he got his rhymes from.
He got his rhymes from.
It all makes sense. That's
I'm
unfortunate.
Sorry for Dr. Seuss. Poor. He doesn't need this.
No, he doesn't want his name attached to Shaq.
Stop. My goodness. These, I mean, and the words to live by are really just our favorite quotes from the movie. And yeah. There were so many. I mean, you can't really learn much from
no,
what we say.
There's tons of others. No.
My goodness. The quotes on quotes that Shaq comes up with, or the writers do for him, because I'm guessing there's no improv no. on Shaq's part.
I don't think he could handle
no,
it.
No, he doesn't.
He'll have a
know.
Breakdown.
No, he wouldn't know what to do.
So in the end of the film, the kid ends up getting thrown down a
shaft. A shaft, an elevator shaft.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the crooks that are after his dad. This is so convoluted. This whole film is so convoluted. Meanwhile, Shaq has gone on stage and he's being called out for an encore because they love him so much. Shaq is
that could happen.
Abandoned the kid to live out his dreams.
Right.
And then we find out that the kid ends up dying.
He's dead.
And because he's dead, Shaq's going back in the box.
You go back in the box, Shaq. You killed him.
And the bad guy is going to now get him out of the box and become his master.
Right.
Through the power of love and friendship, Shaq breaks all the rules and is able to bring the kid back. Because we find out he's not a genie anymore. He's a djinn. They're the ones that can deal with love and life itself and do all these crazy things. Meanwhile, he's a material guy. So Shaq goes from being this 19-foot-tall, whatever he really is in real life, guy, to this giant. He turns into Zordon from the Power Rangers.
He's just
a giant floating holographic face and is like, Max, I did it. We did it.
We did it,
Brooklyn. and now he's like the ultimate level of genie.
Okay, here's my problem with the ending of the movie. It doesn't end like Aladdin. He never wanted to not be a genie. Like every genie movie that you see, the genie wants to be let free.
Yeah.
Because he's a slave.
Yeah.
To the lamp. Jack didn't care.
No, he didn't.
He didn't care. And then he becomes this.
But he also didn't really want to be a genie because he didn't want to do the job.
Right. So he was really lazy at it. He didn't care that he had to do it. But when he was out of the box, he was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But if I save this child, he becomes a
djinn.
A djinn.
Which I only know the word djinn from he was like that Asian dude on the Rough Riders. That was djinn.
Yeah, djinn. I remember djinn. Oh.
So that was a new word for me.
And is that did we look that up? Is that real?
I don't know.
Is that a real
Maybe
thing?
Maybe so. We'll
or did they create that in 96?
I'm going to believe that Shaq did some research for,
for this role.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn, we did it. Max. So does he just float in the air now or is he tied to the box?
But now the last thing you see is him walking off with the girl whose name is Asia, which bothers me because his line was, my work in Asia will amaze you.
Oh.
So that's.
That got weird. That got weird quick.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
So he's walking off with her and she's telling him he gotta get a job. That's the last thing we see.
Yeah.
So he's just a regular dude now, but he's also a djinn.
But
does he separate?
What? Does he bestow life and love
so
to people?
So weird.
Huh.
I feel really, let down that Shaq wasn't, thinking all this stuff through.
Well, I don't think it's his job.
He was EP on this. He executive produced this sucker.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. You would have noticed in the fancy fonts in the beginning.
I missed that part.
It's hard to read those fonts.
It was. I noticed the font and I thought, I'm not reading this because it's still dumb.
Too dark,
it's too,
too
blocky. Everything's close together.
It's weird.
I don't like it.
What could be easier? It's all alphabetical.
What's that sound?
Let's get ready for Cage Fight.
This is Fight Night.
All right, so this is where we put Nick Cage into these roles in the film. I mean, you don't want to put him as Shaq. That's stupid because you got to keep Shaq
right,
where he's at.
Right.
That's not going to happen. I had him as the stepdad, and let me tell you why.
Please do.
The stepdad comes in, and he is not a villain.
Right.
He's the nice guy. And I would like to give him a nice guy role. I'd like to see Nicolas Cage just be Cage, just walk in and just be a nice guy and want to help this kid and, you know, start the family, have the family man situation going on. I think instead of being a kooky, crazy guy in this movie, he could really do well as just being a family man.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty good because you get to see him react to the kid not really connecting with him and being a little distraught about it and give him a little bit of range. I think that would be a really good one for him. I, on the flip side, think that maybe it would be cool to see him as the dad, the real dad. The real dad's in some dark dealings. And
I feel like the real dad is into a lot of drugs, too.
Yeah, probably.
We did not see that part, which I thought was, I mean, good for the kid movie, but really there would have been.
You knew it was there.
Yeah, it was all there.
Yeah, so, I mean, working in a club, working with musicians, doing illegal,
pirating things.
Yeah, he's got a black market going on coming out of his club. To me, I imagine Nick Cage dressed as he is in Snake Eyes.
Yep.
You know, with that shirt and everything. Like, that's who I want in that role.
You know, that seems more natural for him.
Yeah.
I think that would really work out. I could see him as a record producer.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Slime ball.
Yeah.
Just total slime ball.
Absolutely.
But he wants to, like, be in with the brat and all the rappers that come in, but he doesn't really fit in.
Because he's Nick Cage. You're like, you're old, Nick Cage. We're not going to do this.
I'm all right.
You're crazy.
I'm cool. We're cool, right? We're cool. That's my Nick Cage. I've never done my Nick Cage.
No, that's nice. That was really good, though. That was good.
Honing that for 14 years.
Yeah. You just let it out now?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
I was like Kazam right there. Let it out. So through all of these things, did any movie do this story better?
Who done it?
Better.
Well, I'm not going to go the genie route.
Okay.
Because that's just too easy. So the story about a kid wanting his parents to get back together, I choose Parent Trap.
Whoa.
And it could be the Haley Mills one. I think Lindsay Lohan did fine, which is weird. You never hear that ever, really. And she was fine on it. But they do, instead of a genie, you just have twins. And it all works out at the end. But I thought that did a better job at creating that story. If it's a comedy,
Sure.
Which this was supposedly a comedy, about your parents breaking up. I think that was a better choice.
There it is.
I think that's a better choice.
There it is. I actually have a different one. While I like that, I also didn't want to put the genie in it. I feel like he's holding the whole movie back.
We know. Yeah, we don't need it.
And so I was thinking, it's not a great film, but it was entertaining for what it was. Daddy's Home, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
I've only seen the trailer on this. I've not seen this one.
So you have Will Ferrell as this likable stepdad that, like, really is in the kids' lives. Mm-hmm. And then you have Mark Wahlberg as the dad that's never around. He doesn't really know. But then he's jealous that Will Ferrell is the dad to these kids. And so there's this beef.
Gotcha.
And, you know, really in the end, they are able to both kind of be a part of the kids' lives and everything. And that's sort of the scenario you want for the kids.
Yeah.
For the kids, you know, and not every situation is going to be like that.
No.
But even in Daddy's Home, I'm like, I kind of wouldn't want my kids to hang around Mark Wahlberg if he's like this.
Truth. Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, if they got a new dad that's with them all the time and they can still kind of have access to the dad if he's changed his ways, you know, that's what I think they were trying to do here.
Yeah.
And because, especially since the kid's wish, his final wish that he gets is for a new start for his dad.
Yeah.
Like, he gets a second chance, and Shaq wasn't able to deliver that until he became the djinn.
Yeah.
But he granted that wish, and so we don't know what happens to the dad, but we assume that he's going to be okay, and then maybe something will blossom there. But really, if you're going to bring comedy into it, I'd rather see Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg duke it
out. The comedy aspect, I just don't think was there in this film at all. But, you know, Shaq is comedic enough.
I laughed at more moments when I probably shouldn't have
than the actual jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, there was one moment, especially, where Shaq offers, he just wants the kid to wish and then be done.
Honestly.
Like, the whole first 10 minutes of their interaction, and he offers the kid an ice cream cone. I think the joke was that the ice cream cone is upside down on his hand, and it's dripping off everywhere. because the ice cream's on his hand and the cup's sticking up.
Yeah.
But the funny part was his delivery. He's like, don't you want to wish for one of these?
When
do you even know of those?
Right, when Shaq popped out of the box and saw that his master was a 12-year-old child, he thought, I'm going to be back in the box so quick.
So quick. It should have ice cream, money, and a cool car.
Maybe it's not going to.
Or a dragon.
I'll give him that. Then I'm going to be in my box.
Right. No.
Weird.
No.
Like to put this
like
back
the
in
whole
box.
Movie is longer than it would have taken a normal child to.
Yeah.
Like the hour and a half.
To actually wish.
Way too long for three wishes.
No. That 12-year-old wouldn't take an hour and a half to do this. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. Shaq, what did you do to us? What did you do to Ted's childhood?
Yeah. You ruined it, man. Come talk to me about this.
Oh. Call us up, Shaq.
That would be lovely.
The number is 231-487-2223.
We'll be back next week on our YouTube channel with another video. Find the good in, are we starting? We're starting Marvel May.
Marvel May.
Okay, so Marvel May. Look forward to that. And then we'll be back in 2 weeks here with a new podcast based on one of those Marvel movies.
Yeah, check that out. And check us out on Instagram and Twitter. It's Too Bad TV. We're on Facebook. And make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel because that's where the fun happens. And we'll catch you later.
Wee Genie.
Wee Genie.